Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got smooth.
Drama.
All right, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. We, of course, would love to hear from you, so please give us a call. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And if you're afraid to give us a call, you can always email us, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. We take questions, comments, concerns, all that. That's what we do. If you social network on Facebook, you can ask to get into the Smooth Drama group. Myself or Shiny Chapstick, Mr. J, will add you. Myself or Shiny Chapstick. He's got Shiny Chapstick. He puts it on his lips.
Okay. Make sure. Shiny Chapstick is lip gloss.
Okay. I didn't say it. He had lip gloss. I said shiny chapstick. See, but you're
not shiny.
Anyway, so once again, if you're on Facebook, myself or Shiny Chapstick, Mr. J, will add you to the Smooth Drama group. How we doing it, Smooth Drama style. Anywhere you find Smooth Drama, ask us or follow us or whatever. We'll follow you back. We can talk a taste about whatever, whenever, however. That's how we roll it. If you're listening live, you can jump into the chat room. Either one of them on the Smooth Drama site at smoothdrama.com. We do it during the show and we do it 10 minutes after the show. As well as if you're on the Blog Talk site, you can jump in and hit us up in the chat room. Social discourse. While we're social distancing, that's what it's all about. Yep. While we're doing that, we're gonna continue on with our Tales from the Apocalypse. Remember house parties? Oh, your mama's going to be gone. You have a house party. And it's all good so long as you clean all that stuff up. They even made a movie about it. You remember that house party? It's all good.
One of my favorite movies, yeah.
One of everybody's favorite movies, right?
Yeah.
Well, Homie in Chicago did it. Y'all saw it.
Yeah. Went viral. The buffoonery, the shenanigans.
It's like you want to tell kids don't bust yourself. I guess they didn't care because it's like it's not our house. You going to get in trouble because mama saw it because mama was on the 24-hour shift, which is why he planned the party. Like, hey, my mama going to be gone. It's on, right? That was everybody's thing except for we didn't do it during the apocalypse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, lucky for us, there was no apocalypse, but yeah.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So he's got everybody in the house. And so, if anybody gets it, you know where you got it. At the party.
You know, I'm really curious because, you know, they were, you know, that incident, the whole beach incident here in California. I'm really curious to find out, like, how many people have contracted COVID from large gatherings, like specifically those large gatherings, you know what I mean? As opposed to like going to the grocery store and not wearing a mask or, you know, I'm really curious to see, you
well,
know, if people
I mean,
really
there,
are, you know.
There's no whatchamacallit for that though. There's no stat for that.
I know there's not. I'm saying I would like for them to be home.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
that's all I'm
mean,
saying. It would be
cool.
Nice.
Yeah, it would be nice. You know what would be nice? I guess in Michigan, they got money. In Michigan, you know what they're doing? They're so nice. Calhoun County Public Health Department, they're doing this. They're sending out, they're providing free condom delivery.
Okay, well, you know, you can't just imagine, like, if there's a baby boom.
People won't
know until the end, maybe June, July-ish. But just imagine.
Yeah. But see, what I'm talking about is, so we got money to deliver condoms, but you in Flint, you still ain't got no clean water. See?
True.
I'm just saying, I'm stuck right there. Mm-hmm. We got dirty pipes. I get that cancer. Or I can get that COVID because I don't wash my hands because the water's dirty because I don't want to get cancer. That part. I can get some condoms.
You're right.
I can get free condoms. Yes, indeed. Shout out to the state of Michigan. That's how you do it. We ain't going to clean your pipes. But, you know, even though you might not take showers.
But that's a good thing, too, actually.
Hmm?
Because I wouldn't want to bring a child into that.
Yeah, I don't think they think about that right now. I don't think that's on the list I'm worried about.
No. I would be.
Yeah. I don't see that one happening right now.
No.
Okay. Just like, no. They said also, speaking of cancer, apparently, according to some studies, they're saying that if you're smoking cigarettes, you might not get COVID. They say people who smoke cigarettes get a lot of nicotine in their system. You not get COVID. So, hey.
I'm confused because cigarettes cause lung disease. So, I don't know. What is that? I don't know. Is that, like, part of your immune system being compromised?
It could be, but that's not the point. Because scientists are perplexed by the low rate of the coronavirus among smokers.
Okay.
You don't know nothing about
I'm just
that.
Really missing the mark tonight.
Yes,
all
you
right.
are. Yeah, if you're a smoker, if you're a smoker, you're probably not going to get COVID. You get lung cancer. But COVID, nah.
Well, if you have lung problems from smoking, you wouldn't be susceptible to it, or what? I don't know.
See, there you go. That's what's wrong with you, Brown Sugar. You always try to make sense of
that. You always say that, too, and I just don't know what to do about it.
You're on that stupid stuff. It's like you're trying to kick knowledge.
I'm sorry. I'm just really trying to understand, like, me.
No,
I'm just really trying to understand for myself.
I'm going to throw out the science from the scientists. In France, for example, 25% of the population smokes, but only 5.3% of the coronavirus patients have been recorded as smokers. And they said studies have found the low rates in China and New York City as well. So see, look, take heart. If you're a smoker, your chances of getting COVID is low. Cancer is high.
Mm. Okay.
COVID, low.
All right.
See how that goes?
I'm not especially, but okay. I mean, it just contradicts everything that they said in the beginning, so.
See? Look, Jump back.
I'm just saying.
Stop it.
All right. Okay. I'll leave it alone. I'll let you talk.
You want to take scientists by their word and complicated things that they say, yes?
And believe it, huh?
Yeah. That's what's wrong with you. You got to stop that. But
all right, I'll try.
We're not going to be Debbie Downers here, right? We're not going to be Debbie Downers here. So for some of you people who are bored, you got a lot of time on your hands, right? This weekend, mm-hmm. I know some of y'all watch the Kentucky Derby, horse races and whatnot. I don't understand it, and it's not for me to understand. It wasn't made for people like me or just me. So, in lieu of the fact that they're not going to have horse races, you can watch the turtle race.
Oh, I do that. I like horse racing, too, but I do like turtles, so I'd watch that, too.
So you watch the turtle race?
Yeah. Okay. I like turtles.
Okay. All right. I mean, because it might go on for a while, but you'll see a very thrilling and compelling race. Turtle race.
Yeah. Well,
for those of you who have nothing to do this weekend, you want to check out that Kentucky Derby. They're going to have turtle racing. So block out about 3 hours. Be ready. Slowest race on earth. On that note,
I wouldn't watch the whole thing, but yeah.
Anyway, see, I can't with you. Contradictory.
Yeah, I know you're having a hard time with me today, huh?
Contradictory like a mug. I love turtles, but I can't watch the whole turtle race. Hey, you know what? We're going to go on to our dumbass of the week. Oh, that's the good part right there. You get that last one in. When you feel it.
Yeah, I know you like
that
one.
Yes, I do, actually. Oregon writer Nancy Crampton Brophy. She's 69 years old. She wrote a book. She's a romance novelist. You want to know the name of her book?
Of course. I might be able to purchase it. What was that? I might be interested.
How to Murder Your Husband.
That does sound interesting.
Yeah. You know what happened?
What?
Her husband got shot in the back.
Wait. No.
At his job.
Is that how she planned on murdering him in the book?
She wrote the book. I didn't read the book, essay, whatnot, but she wrote it, and her husband died. And she collects $1.5 million.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, she got caught.
I didn't read the book, essay, whatnot.
Okay, I was going to say. It seems like...
She got caught.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So for people out there, just as a public service announcement, aside from the fact that most I'm not stereotyping women, but most women who watch the ID channel, you know that if you have a significant other and they die, you are suspect number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Just as a reminder, second, if you write a book about killing your significant other, you probably move up on the list of 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 that you were already on.
Yes. Well, they probably didn't even think to look for anybody else. So even if she was innocent, which would be sad, the mere fact that she's the spouse and she wrote the book, yeah, she's not coming from that. There's no way.
Yeah. So shout out
that's
to
a done deal.
So shout out to the romance novelist Crampton Brophy.
Not a very smart lady, but all right.
Yeah, dumbass of the week. Good job for being the what do you call the orator, originator of your own demise.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing to say right there. The originator of your own demise.
Yep. So if you and I know right now there's a lot of people out there contemplating bad things because y'all stuck in the house is kind of driving you nuts. Remember, you are suspect 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Just saying.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Don't do it. And on that note, we're gonna go on break. This is the homies. Radio Galaxy, please.
You know, usually they do 16. I just did 12, might as well do my thing. Now, usually I don't do this. Most of the Rubik's Cube is on records is getting ruthless. You should see the other guy. His question mark is clueless. The maker and undertaker think washing up tree was stupid. Who am I? Over a pipe dream. Let case arise, be case arise, bygones are things. Archangel flexing wings. Panoramic just got wider. Maybe I've been catnapping, fading. I'm not a lighter. Both. Neither a neither man. Check mark the other end. If you don't know who you're dealing with, you're lucky then. Phoenix on the final. I own where I hold my pen. But you sit back to that ass. Yeah, fuck, dividend. Yeah. Yeah. The better the truth will be. Peace, my brother, peace. Way of life for all is sleep. Don't trip off the heels of our house, pay bills. The better the truth of beef. Beef, my brother, beef, wear like for falling sleep. The bigger the truth of bill. Don't trip off the heels of our house, pay bills. Power and sunflower, hair, stare. Keep it healthy, it'll last longer than bleeding rap careers. Unorthodox, stupid, 60 for box. Fat in the pot, belly.
Who wanna rumble with hot? Bridge over water was trouble, shrunk of a shoulder. Doubled up on the jeopardy, deputies getting colder.
This is the season of quite less IDC, I don't know ya.
Which one least you have?
Because the flow is polar. The cattle to the pot, you black as hell. You want some hot niggas with rotten red socks, but certain where they came tonight. Venom and I won't have to wonder if radio's still around this time. I'm pumping up
and kick some fucking doors down.
Lashes ass over the bed. together you guys. Ooh, drummer, smooth drummer.
Alright, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. That was Radio Galaxy. Please, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Alright, Brown Sugar, what dope beats you have?
I love that song.
Me too. Sharks at the Beach. Yeah, people out there. They're at the beach doing their thing, right? My old stomping grounds in San Diego. Yeah, you know, dude said he got attacked by a shark. See, I, and it's one of the things that I'm proud of. So, as a zombie apocalypse guy, right? I've always had a theory. I've always had a theory during the zombie apocalypse that, it'd be crazy humans, but the animals would be out there kind of fierce, right? Because it's like, you see, if the human's not out, the animals is going to enter into that space. That's just the natural progression of things. So I know you've seen some animals out in the street. Think deer, wild turkey. I mean, it's a lot of them. They out there. They're like, you humans, y'all in the cut. So we gonna be out here now.
So,
dude's out, and he's not out far. And the shark's out because they're like, well, hey, ain't a lot of humans, so I can get a little bit closer, and I can catch some of y'all slipping. So, so for the people who are out there, another public service announcement. Here's Smooth Drama. We try to be nice to y'all, right? Public service announcement. Okay. My theory about the animals is right. So, if you're hiking, you might run into a mountain lion. Might not.
Yeah.
They might not be as afraid because ain't as many of y'all out there. So, if they can catch couple of y'all slipping, boom, that's what happened.
There's been coyote, fox. I haven't heard the mountain lion here in this area, but I do know like the coyote and the fox have been in my area or close in my vicinity.
Yeah, but so you, how many people you know in the mountains?
Nobody, I don't guess.
So,
I don't know.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. So it could be they went out in the mountains and they don't make it back. It's like,
I mean, people go running here all the time, though. There's all kinds of trails.
Yeah, trails. Not the mountains. See, I said mountain lion. Mountain lions are in the mountains. Now it might come down to the trails eventually. If we keep the shelter in place going, they like, hey, man, look, I'm feeling kind of frisky.
It's nice and quiet down there.
All right, I might be able to catch something on the trail. Cause they are lions. Just a thought.
Yeah.
I'm just putting it out there for the people who may think, hey, I can just go out there and. There's the people who are like, I'm social distancing, so I'm going to go someplace where no one goes. Might be some animals there. And they're not in the zoo.
Yeah. No cages.
Yep. On
roaming free.
Roaming free. Free roaming. That's what we say about our chicken. Free roaming chicken. Free roaming beef.
Well, we would like that to happen.
Yep. So, speaking of free roaming, I get to free roam intellectually from time to time. And so, you know me as a conspiracy theorist, Brown Sugar. I might conspiracy theory from now and again. I might.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. So, the funny one, return to your job or lose your benefits. You know, it's been put out there. And they said, and this is the funny part, they always try to play politics. Like, oh, the Republican-led state signaled they could strip workers' unemployment benefits if they don't return to work. So, Iowa, Oklahoma, and other states, they're talking about reopening, even though we're still in the midst of the COVID outbreak, because people are getting antsy, right? Summertime, people getting antsy. I got ants in my pants and I need to dance. That's what we got happening.
Mm-hmm.
So they put it out there. Return to your jobs or risk losing your unemployment benefits.
But what if my job doesn't open back up?
That's not what we're talking about here. See, because what they did, I saw something, but it was something that was already on my mind. So you opened it up. So the businesses, the small businesses especially, they take the hit because you're open. But nobody's coming.
That's true too, right?
You open up that restaurant. There'll be some folks. Hell yeah, we gonna hang out there for a minute. But you're not gonna get consistent business. So you have to lay people off. You don't qualify for no loans, none of that stuff, because you're open. Now, funny thing, the rich businesses, they got money. I was going to say,
didn't they get some stimulus money that was meant for small businesses?
Oh, well, yeah, like that small, you know, there's this small basketball team in Los Angeles. I don't know if you heard of it.
Yeah, very small.
The Lakers?
Oh, that small team. Yeah, that's a very small team.
You know, that not a lot of people watch them. It's only a few people that know about the Lakers. Well, they got $4.6 million. And I start thinking to myself, the number one, what, you say franchise in America right now. Because you can say it used to be the Yankees. But the Yankees kind of have fallen off, right? Baseball's kind of fallen off.
I was going to say baseball's fallen off, yeah.
Right. And Cowboys used to be America's team. That's what they used to say. But I'm going to guess if you go across America, they're like, no, they're not. But the Lakers?
No.
Lakers got fans everywhere. A lot of people are Laker fans. They ain't never been to L.A. Laker fan.
True.
Lakers, I mean, $4.6 million, if you're an executive and you sign a deal for $4.6 million, you probably get fired. Like, that's not enough. But they got money. And we know about Ruth Chris. Now, they gave it back. They got caught.
Oh, Ruth Chris did. There was another somebody else. I think
Shack,
I don't know if it was Chick-fil-A. Shake Shack,
right.
Yeah.
Right. So you're saying, wait. So you're opening up these states. Small businesses are forced to open back up. Small restaurants are forced to open back up. See, because they have been haggling over the money. Because the first go round, all the big companies that are so called small, they got money. But they ran out of money when it came to the poor.
To the mom and pop.
To the thousandaires. See, I always, we got to make that clear. See, there's a thousandaires. And there's a category that I got to create. There's the hundredaires. The hundredaires, the thousandaires, the millionaires, and the billionaires. Four categories, right? Comes to the thousandaires, there's no money because the millionaires got it.
Well, yeah.
So
where was important?
I thought it was interesting. So is this a way to mitigate that? Hey, we open it up. So there's no reason to give you money. Plus, we don't have no more money. We gave it all to ourselves because the Congress and Senate, they voted themselves a pay raise. It's one of them little known things that's in there. But for some strange reason, that made it on the docket and it passed. Shocked by that. Shocked. Yep. Yep. Nobody voted against it. Yep, we're going to give money to everybody.
Who's supposed to do that?
Hey, well, I'm just saying. We give money to everybody else, we might as well give ourselves some. Then when we run out of money, we're not going to give because I haven't heard the Congress and the Senate saying, hey, we're going to rescind that raise we gave ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Hasn't happened. Have you heard that?
No.
I've heard a lot of stuff on the news, but I haven't heard that. But
no.
I see we're opening back up. Opening back up. Because we need to do that. You know, nobody's going to go to these restaurants and they're all going to fail. They're not going to get bailed out either.
No, definitely not.
Not that that's a conspiracy theory or anything like that. Because rich people don't do that. Millionaires and billionaires don't do that to thousandaires. Never.
Of course not.
In the history of America, have they done that? It just doesn't happen.
No, they're always there to support and lend a helping hand.
Yes. I feel the love. I feel the love. Speaking of love, we're going to go the exact opposite way. This is Hater of the Week.
Hate. I hate you.
All right, Hater of the Week, Katie Kirk. Katie Kirk.
Mm.
Yep, she comes out, you know, doing her Me Too thing. They asked her about what interview left her shaken that was just confusing. She says, Denzel Washington interview. It was uncomfortable. So you read that, you're like, oh, man, what Denzel do?
Exactly.
Like, what? Denzel did something? Denzel was out of pocket. I'm like, oh,
right?
Man.
And he made you feel uncomfortable?
Yeah. And then I actually read the transcript of the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So Katie Couric, she asked Denzel Washington way back in 2004, because he had just did his the movie, The Manchurian Candidate. So she asked him if he agreed with the idea that Hollywood folks should stick to acting and not talk about politics. So Denzel says, I don't know what Hollywood folks are. First of all, Hollywood is a town that has some stars on the sidewalk. I don't know anybody from there, so I don't. That's like saying calling you a type of folks. I'm not a Hollywood folk. I don't know who they are. Then she said, well, are you one of those people that? He says, ah, there you go. Am I one of those people? Isn't that interesting? Then she tried it again. He said, nope, don't stop. I heard what you said. Am I one of those people? No, I'm not. she said, "Are you an actor who would rather not?" And cut off like, "No, I'm not that either. I'm a human being. My job is acting." So, I'm like, he made you uncomfortable. Because
she was being a Becky, a Karen.
And asking an insulting
question. A white
woman.
Exactly.
An insulting question. Should you just stick to entertaining us and not have a political opinion? Yeah. It's funny. Because it's like the shut up and ball thing. If you can entertain folks, you shouldn't have an opinion on anything. And I hear that, but I don't hear it. Because it's like saying, because I can throw a football 100 yards, my opinion shouldn't count for anything?
Well, never, heaven forbid you want to be a well-rounded citizen, so.
Well-rounded.
Heaven forbid, that you just want to talk about sports or entertainment if that's all you do and know.
Apparently that's all you should talk about. Stick to the b-ball court. Stick to acting. Don't talk about nothing else. Leave that to the experts, because the experts are so spot on. Because we believe everything politicians say. Everything they say. Because they're on point. You're on point. Our president is flawless. So long as you let him grab you by the pussy. Flawless.
Okay.
So she comes out with that now. Like, it's cool, and there's something that he did wrong. That's funny.
Yeah, and she's had a failed talk show that I'm sure she's had a few guests that made her feel uncomfortable. So, and you want to talk about something from 2004.
On something that you're wrong about. Should you stick to, like, Hollywood folk? He's like, man, I ain't never been in Hollywood. It's like, what? They don't film anything in Hollywood. Hollywood is a horrible place. I've been there. I was there for a whole month and a half training for the job. Like, why would you want to be here in Hollywood? It's a fictitious place that is horrible. Unless you're into a bunch of folks in Daisy Dukes walking around in a grocery store. That's all they had happening in Hollywood. But that's, Hollywood. Whew. All right. So, on a side note, there's a dude that I want to talk about. Dude who hacked my email this week, sent out some viruses to a bunch of people. I'm not threatening you, because obviously I don't know you, but I'm just saying, if I ever made it big, I shouldn't say this because I'm like Brophy. If I get rich, I'm going to look for all the people who have hacked my email, all the people who have sent me. I'm serious. I'm coming for you. I have the resources to be petty. Can't take it with me. So I'm going to be petty, and you'll have me and the homies showing up at your door. Grandma's basement, wherever you hacking from. I'm just saying. Hide your steps. Hide your steps. Mm-hmm. and hope that I never make it big. Because if I do, Peter James, all y'all done sent me spam emails. All y'all done tried to send me viruses, done broke into my stuff. I'm coming for you. I'm just saying it. I'm just putting it out there. Smooth Drama 2020. I'm rolling. Hope that I die broke and penniless. I get a little change. I'm coming to see you. I hope you can fight. That's it. I got petty stuff. I'm being petty today. I'm just.
No,
I'm feeling.
I'm letting you. I'm letting you feel it all too. That's why I stay silent.
That's why you stay silent.
Yeah, just now I was letting you, you know, let them feel that.
Okay.
If they're listening, feel it.
Okay. Coming to see you. Broke into my email. Coming to see you. Maybe.
Maybe? How you going to say all that? I was like feeling you. I was like, well, he on it. He for real. And then you going to say maybe?
It's contingent. So, like, if I sell 1,000,000 comic books, I had the extra cheese to go and travel. I'm not above being petty and wasting money to go handle that.
Maybe.
Maybe. See, it's contingent. So, hey, if y'all want me to get this hacker, please go to my website, npccomics.com, and buy some comics. Please. And then I'll have the wherewithal to go and travel and show up at these dudes' grandma's house or wherever they
not grandma. Play. Okay, I was going to say, please don't bother grandma.
All right.
But you're saying they're living with grandma.
Yeah, I'm implying it. But I know all hackers don't live with grandma. So.
Well, they might live with their mom or their aunt.
Yeah. On that note, Snoop Dogg, play on, player.
Lights on. Stop front. How much money's enough? Think maybe like the trillion figures. Pray my daughter don't wild like the Hilton sisters. That'd kill me, yo, filthy rich. My daughter pass it on to the next generation. Throwing carnations at my tombstone in my new home. Me moms in my East St. Laurent suit on. Then we do a dance like my man Luther Dan. But my verse came first. I stole change out of purse. Now I wanna dig her up out of the earth. Two more of it, lean forward toward a new paragraph. Blue carrot C-class, strictly that cushion and weed bag. Trying to figure out what Berry Gordy had put in production. Studio smoky now, hard like David Ruffin. Hit a split through a seance and play on, play on.
Honest females, I spit game on, I spray them. Gotta get your papers on, play on, play on. Before my dog gon' sit down, tip later. Do the yacht thing, do not swing, David. Spin dub from your bros, gotta live crazy. Finest females, I spit game on, I spray them. Get your papers on, play on. Get your papes on, play on, player. Get your papes on.
Ruby red, grapefruit juice with Ray Goose. Rubies in the Jesus piece. Pimped out like Snoopy, but an East Coast thing. My girl stocking, tied up in a knot, top of my bean head. $1 billion dream head. Went from triple beans to digital. Serving fiends to minimal. 60 G's, no criminal, no more. This more dough. Mimosas pouring. Oprah's earrings on fingers. While your girl performs cunning lingers. Cause this big money aroma lingers. Barber cleans his blade, then he give me a fade. Hot towel on the face. Hot models who vomit after they eat so they can stay lightweight. Swallowing my protein like the Ovaltine shake. Come through like Mo Green. My Godfather so clean. Where I step, my Clorox it. Keep 20 G's on both sides of the thighs. There's four pockets. 80,000 brows for the nicest price. But we ain't into buying conflict ice. That's the shit they stole from the Congo. Another black soil. True Mac for you. Nappy hair just spinning. Honey gave me a massage with the happy ending. Finest females, I just came on a sprayer. Gotta get your papes on, play on, play on.
Finest females, I spit game on a sprayer. Gotta get your papes on, play on, play on. Before it's all gone, sit down, tip waiter. Do the yacht thing, do not swing, baby. Spin dubs on your bros, gotta live crazy. Finest females, I spit game on a sprayer. Get your papes on, play on, play on, play on. It's kinda hard for a player like you, but let me show you how a nigga like me get revenue. What you never do is punk out. What you better do, never let the game get ahead of you, get a better view, better get a better crew. Praise God, I'ma marry you, get you holy, carry you, bury you slowly, roll me another blunt, stuff it, lick it, pump it, tuck it, fuck it, that main, that gang, that thing, it bucks, N-D-O-double-G, we track, yep, yep, young rope with the two steps, be creeping with two checks, be sleeping with two chicks, right before we blast, all you heard was two clicks, end of existence for infants, rewind it, replay it, rechop it, remount it, retwist it, goddamn, D-O-double-G, cuz we missed it. Travel slow, I'm an Indian, but not a Navajo. I smoke the big leaf and all the big deals. My hair in two braids, I'm the big chief. La da da, bing da ba da. Yeah, break that down, how fresh you are. The king from Queens, Mr. Escobar. Connect with the best from the west, yes, yes, you are. Oh my God, this is a dog. No, play on, play on, play on.
Together you got smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. That was Nas and Snoop Dogg. Play on, player. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. So, people might think, I just hate all the time. Conspiracy theories, talk about haters, calling people dumbasses, all that. But here, Smooth Drama, we about them solutions also. I got a solution. Mm-hmm. I got a solution. Mm-hmm. So, you've heard, because of the apocalypse, Twilight Zone, pandemic, whichever one you want to call it. A lot of the farm industry, meat packagers, whatnot, they're having a problem. Because they closed the meat packages, meat packers, they're closing plants. Meat not going out. Farmers, they have nowhere to sell their pigs. They're animals, whatnot. So they're euthanizing and aborting their animals because they can't afford to have or feed them. I got a solution, Brown Sugar.
And what might that be?
Solution is real simple, and it's right there. Everybody has seen it. If you watch Tiger King, you know there are a lot of bootleg zoos where they can't feed they tigers. And I'm saying, you got pigs that you killing. Why you got to kill them? You know what? Just donate them to the Tiger King, homies. Boom.
That's not bad. That's not bad. You know, that might be a good idea. Or donate them to the regular zoos, because the regular zoos were feeding zoo animals to other zoo animals.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Right. So, I'm guessing if you, because one, it helps out twofold. But if you saw Tiger King, you saw homies, they were eating the meat, the expired meat from Walmart. I'm saying, your fresh little pigs and piglets will go a long way. Homie can have some bacon with that one egg that he gets.
Well, not if you give him chicken, so.
No, they ain't giving away chickens. You always gonna sell eggs, but the meat, it's.
They're putting down chickens too, because they have too many chickens, and because they were giving them to the schools, you know.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I don't know, yeah.
Problem solved. I'm sure.
I agree. That's a good. Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that.
Problem solutions. That's what I'm here for.
Waste not, want not.
Exactly. So they'll come. You tell them, hey, we struggling here, right? We struggling here. They're in Iowa, and it'd be a tax write off. And one, you don't have to be inhumane and just out there killing pigs left and right. You just leave that swine alone, and you can let somebody else kill your swine.
Yeah.
Problem solved. So if
bravo,
you're out there,
bravo.
If you're out there listening, and you got your little farm, and you're out there killing pigs and chickens, homies from Tiger King will roll through. They'll roll through. Big truck, back it up. You just throw them in there, and they just it's natural selection. Once they let them pigs loose in the tiger cage, you don't even have to turn around. They know what to do. They know what to do. They be like, man, it's the best place on earth right here. They treat us righteous. They let us hunt and everything. Just saying. Smooth drama. Solutions. That's how we roll. Now, I need to talk about something. It's something been on my chest all night. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Maybe I've been doing too many push-ups lately. I'm sticking my chest out too much.
Let it go. Let it flow.
I got to talk about this. So, I read where they were talking about suing Facebook because Facebook was allowing pimps to solicit people via their social media app. And my old co-host, Miss 100%, she used to call this pussification. I didn't want to use pussification. Because some folks would be like, why are you talking about pussy? Me too. I didn't want to do it. So, I'm talking about the culture of vagina.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong. Vagina is delicious, right? It's nutritious. And I'm making up a word here. It's juicy-licious, right? Soft, wet, intoxicating. I'm saying it's soft, wet, intoxicating, but too much of it is bad. Too much of it is bad. And I'm talking about the culture of vagina that we have. This is why America's going to fall. The culture of vagina. What am I talking about? Participation trophies, social promotion, suing culture. You know, before I even go any further, I'm going to do this.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
What is this shit that's happening again? I'm talking about culture of vagina. Soft, wet, juicy, intoxicating. But it's too much. Way too much. You get a trophy for participating. You ain't got to do nothing exceptional. You get a trophy for participating. That's vagina. I'm sorry. And I ain't saying vagina's bad. But too much vagina. Soft. I'm saying it. It's vagina. Social promotion. Social promotion.
You know, I understand like what you're saying. I don't understand where you're going with this, but just for the record, that's one of the strongest body parts in the world.
Yeah, but it's soft. I'm saying.
But strong.
It's strong. Yeah, I'm on record. I'm on digital tape saying that women are the stronger sex. I'm saying y'all can bleed for a week and not die. You can drop a baby. You can carry a baby. Men have a problem just carrying a baby. much less talking about carrying a baby for 9 months. So, hey, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is I'm talking about soft. Soft. We too. Look, I can't warm a kid's lunch up because somebody sued the school district because a kid burned his tongue because yo lazy ass couldn't teach your kid how to just say, blow your food before you put it in your mouth.
Or see, just pack them a sandwich.
I'm just saying.
A sandwich.
Or the lady who burned her mouth because the coffee was too hot at McDonald's. And she won. That's vagina. Mm-hmm. That's vagina. I'm sorry. That's soft. Look.
Okay. So I see where you're going. So you were saying, like, because I don't like the word, the B word. But in these cases, it doesn't bother me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But I'm saying.
So this is bitch assness, yes. At the highest form, at the highest level, it is bitch assness.
I mean, so yeah. I started social promotion. Yo, kid, dumber than a box of rocks. But I'm insulting rocks when I say that, because some kids, you like, tell them to say their name three times. They're like, I'm just saying. I'm not insulting kids. I'm just social promotion where you don't incentivize kids. It's like, I don't have to do nothing. Then they get to high school. You wonder why they ask drop out because this is the first time they had to do work. Vagina. I'm saying it. I'm putting it out there. It's just, it's soft. It's not rewarding. And so you start talking about what's wrong? Why these kids are so soft? Everybody whining and complaining and suing for everything. Folks fall down anywhere. I'm a sue. Who are you suing? I'm a sue the city because they put a sidewalk here. It's your dumb ass up. I'm saying. I'm trying not to say the B word. See, you was like, hey, you can't be saying the B word. So I'm just saying vagina. I know you vagina strong. I know vagina strong, but it's soft. That's all. It's a comparison. Participation trophy. So I'm a basketball coach. So we finished last in the tournament last year. I threw that trophy. They gave me a trophy. Threw it away. But what it did, got my players' attention, and guess what? We go to the Final Four because, one, they had losing, and so they could pay attention and focus now because you learn lessons by not being rewarded for being mediocre. That's it. I'm just saying. It just makes sense to me. I don't know about anybody else, but it just makes sense to me. And that's what I'm talking about when I say soft. Cotton candy soft. It's one of the most ridiculous and mind-blowing things that's happening. Because you wonder, this is the vagina generation. Honestly, it's the vagina generation. It's soft. And so what we gonna have, the next generation is gonna be the super soft. It's gonna be like the I don't know what multiple vagina generation. What we can call it. Anyway, I'm sorry. If we don't get it in check, this is what we're talking about here. Softer than softer than softer. On that note, from Miss Brown Sugar, I am Mr. F N Word. This is another Smooth Drum production. We're out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.